Welcome to another episode on the Fellowship of Fandoms podcast. So on this episode, we talk The Walking Dead, everything from Seasons 1 through Season 11. And we had the pleasure of hosting Jake Talks Films, or Jake. And he was a great guest. He was very nice. He was very, you know, he pointed out some great points. I don't mean to be redundant, but yeah, he presented some great points that actually just got me thinking. He was a great guest. We had a great time. As always, it was a blast. So please stick around for more episodes. Thank you for watching, and welcome to the Fellowship of Fandoms. Thank you. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode on the Fellowship of Fandoms podcast. Help me welcome Jake Talks Films, or Jake, to the Fellowship of Fandoms. Jake, tell us a little bit about yourself, what it is that you do, what fandoms are you into?
So I like Marvel, DC, massive Walking Dead fan, but basically I'm kind of a fan of everything. So that's what I do on my channel, I do a little bit of everything.
Awesome, so you fit right into the Fellowship of Fandoms, great to hear that.
Yeah.
So hey man, how did you get into The Walking Dead? Do you remember that first moment that you got into the fandom?
Well, I was watching it with my dad. It came out on Halloween in like 2010, and it was the first TV show like I've ever like started watching. And I just really got into it. I've always kind of liked zombies and horror. And when I started watching it, when I watched our first episode of Days Gone By, I thought, my God, this is amazing. And I've kind of never looked back, just watched it my whole life, be a part of me basically. Awesome. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I didn't start it at the beginning, but I think they had just wrapped up season 2, and I just saw it on Netflix. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this looks interesting. Zombies, I mean, like you said, man, I mean who doesn't like zombies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I saw it and I got hooked. I got instantly hooked, and I mean, I've been a fan ever since. I wonder, Jake, did you ever go through that patch where you stopped watching The Walking Dead like a lot of other fans did?
No, I never. I know a lot of people stopped watching at season 7, episode 1. Like, they lost like 20 million viewers, which is mad.
That's wild.
I can't believe how many people stopped watching. But I never stopped watching. There was times where I thought, you know what, it's gone a little bit crap. I might start watching, but I just kept watching, man. It's been a part of my life, basically. I've been watching it for so long. It came out when I was like 9. So I thought, I'm going to stay loyal to it. So yeah, I just kept watching it. And I'm kind of glad I kept watching it with all the spin-off shows that came out. And this new Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, that came out is just amazing. So I'm glad I kept watching.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm in the same boat, you know, but I did stop watching, but it wasn't because of any specific reason. Like, yes, Glenn's death, like, hit me real hard. Abraham's death and whatnot, but I'm in Puerto Rico, and the episodes weren't always readily available. And I just, you know, after waiting a while, I stopped, and then I was a little bit, like, bummed that, you know, same reason everyone else was, and I just stopped for a while. But then I picked up around the pandemic, and it just, yeah, my wife started. Yeah, my wife was she just started it as well during the pandemic, but for the first time ever. So I did from season 1 onward, and it was just, I mean, I remembered why The Walking Dead is The Walking Dead, and it just, yeah, I never stopped. I mean, I got past season 6, and I was like, okay, I told my wife, this is all new for me as of now. Like, I'm on the same boat as you. And man, I mean, it just kept getting better. Like, obviously, we lost a lot of fan favorite characters. Eventually, yeah, we even lost Rick. But I mean, like, the plot, it just, or the scales rather, they just kept increasing and just getting better overall, I think.
Yeah, well, Glenn was my favorite character. To keep watching after how he died was tough.
I imagine.
Because I always liked him. Like, whoever, in any TV show, my favorite character seems to always die. So now I just don't pick a favorite character anymore. I mean,
yeah, it's a smart choice. What other characters have been your favorite that had died?
I'm trying to think. Herschel. I always liked Herschel. And what happened to him was sad and how it happened. Tyrese as well. I think Tyrese was a very underrated character. But we didn't get to see too much of him, which was kind of unfortunate. And then I'm trying to think who else did I like from later seasons. I don't know why, but Alden. I liked Alden. Joe from season 10, was it? He came into it season 8.
Alden. Oh, Joe, was he the Smith?
He was, he was close friends with Maggie, and then he died trying to save Maggie in season 11.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember him.
Yeah, I liked him. I don't know why I liked him, because he didn't have much screen time. But, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm remembering the right guy, yeah, he was fun to see.
Yeah.
And how about from other shows? You said, like, in any show you watch, like, usually, character usually dies.
Well, there's a show called The Originals. Have you heard of it? It's
from the Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
Big fan. Yeah.
I loved Klaus. He was an amazing character. And that ending was so sad.
Oh, you know, but what was worst for me, at least, was that Elijah had to die with him.
Yeah.
I mean, you dedicate a 1,000 years to someone, and then you die along with them, and just... I mean, I know for him, he was fulfilled, but I mean, as a fan, I was like, I mean, Elijah, like, he deserved his own, like, path, but whatever. It's Walking Dead, right? Not the originals, or Vampire Diaries. But yeah, man, so tell me about your first couple of seasons 1 through 3. Like, how was that journey for you? Favorite moments, favorite characters?
To be honest, season 1 is probably my favorite season out of them seasons. Just to get everything going, it was just amazing. Rick is my favorite character. I know that's kind of a bland choice, but he's just such a good character. So yeah, them seasons were great. And in season 2, Shane was an amazing character. And again, he had to die, obviously. It would be cool to see what would have happened if he killed Rick, and to see how that would have gone. I think that would have been pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as you, if I can talk. To see Shane, but I hated him. Just to get that out of the way, I mean, he was a great character, like you said, John is a great actor, but I mean, the character himself, I hated him. I couldn't stand that son of a bitch. I mean, but he was great to see. I mean, how does the saying go? You love to hate him. You love to hate him. That's the word.
Yeah. He's a character you're meant to hate.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
And you love it. I mean, same as Cersei Lannister, that kind of characters, those kind of characters.
Yeah.
But I loved him and I hated him, is what I'm trying to say. But it was fun. I mean, he made the group stronger in the sense of, like, obviously against the Walker threat and any potential, like, human threats. But he was arguably one of the bigger threats they could have ever faced.
Yeah, he was a massive threat. I think he would have got most people killed. If he stayed on
it. Yeah, especially Rick. Like, out of the gate, he was that alpha dog or top dog mentality that he had. How about Dale?
Oh, I like Dale. I really like Dale. He was such a likable character.
Yeah.
And then when Carl let that walker get through, that was annoying. And he ended up killing Dale.
Yeah, I forgot I hated Carl during those first seasons.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he was annoying.
Yeah. I always forget because I end up loving him so much. But during the start, I mean, I always say if you start an apocalypse, like a zombie apocalypse or something, having a kid with you, that's tough luck, man.
It must be. Yeah, it must be so hard.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what a kid would do. It must be so hard growing up in a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
So I guess he played it well, to be honest.
Yeah, no, yeah, obviously. I mean, it's the same in most fandoms where people just, like, gang up on the children of those series or movies. Yeah. And it just, I mean, like you're saying, to be a kid in those circumstances, it must be wild. But, I mean, watching as a fan, it just, infuriating, I think, is a good word to describe it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I'm trying to remember those first couple of seasons. I watched season 1 because I restarted it this year as well. Last year, last semester, but maybe 5 months ago. And I just, watching season 1, like, it relied entirely on the storytelling and the skill of the actors. Because I mean, the way some of the scenes are shot, I mean, the camera work, even the audio, like a lot of those things are kind of wonky. Like
Yeah, it's not great.
maybe even low budget. I don't know like the specific budget, but it seemed low budget.
I
Aside from
think it was low budget. It was only meant to be a couple of seasons, I think.
I
But
read,
because it was
yeah.
such a big hit, they just kept going, which I don't blame them.
Yeah, thankfully,
But
right?
yeah. The acting in The Walking Dead is has been so underrated for so long.
Yes.
It's so good.
I
And
think
in
you did a
season.
video on that, right? On Andrew Lincoln.
Oh yeah, I was saying how Andrew Lincoln hasn't he somehow never won an award, and I'll never know how. Like there's some actors I've seen who's won an award, and no disrespect to any of them, but I feel like Andrew Lincoln's had better performances, to be honest. Because have you seen the new Walking Dead show? The Ones Who Live?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
Yeah. His acting in that is just it's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it's just the
Yeah.
subtleties, the way that he when he said I lost, they took Carl, they took him.
Oh, that was
The way
sad.
he switches up, it's like I was bawling my eyes out, man. I was crying so
Yeah.
hard. And then before that, when he's like struggling to open the door to go after Michonne, and it's just
Oh,
like
yeah.
it, oh man, I love Andrew Lincoln. Like you're saying, I mean, every single season he just delivers that one moment. I mean, he's great all throughout, right? But he always delivers that
Yeah.
one moment in every single season. That's just like, that's the one that's gonna get him an award. I mean, it has to be,
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
just never is, like you're saying. But
Yeah, I remember in season 7, episode 1, his acting performance in that is
yeah.
one of the best acting performances I've seen from any TV show actor.
That's
It
the episode
was insane.
after Glenn, right? When he's about to cut his arm off because he
Yeah.
needs to save Carl, all that sequence. It just,
Yeah.
damn. I mean, but that was the
That's
Rick
amazing.
that I want to see come back right now.
Yeah.
Because I know someone said on TikTok, it might have been you. If it was you, tell me. But someone said on TikTok, like, it hurts to see Rick like this, so scared. Because even though he has like this strong facade going on, he's scared. I mean, he's basically
Yeah.
petrified. And just he's back as of now, right? Because Michonne brought him back. But I mean, he's not really all back.
Yeah, he's definitely there's definitely a part of him that's broken or
Right.
something like that.
Right. I mean, because
Yeah, that's what I
he's
was thinking.
woken up. I feel like he's woken up. Michonne woke him up, but he's not back
Yeah.
completely. And I want to see that Rick. You know, the menace. How is it that TikTok calls him Feral Rick?
Oh yes.
I want to see that because he, damn, I mean, the CRM stands like no chance against Feral Rick.
Yeah. That's why I hope we get a season 2,
Oh yeah.
because it's not going to conclude in one episode, because we only have one episode left, right?
Oh, don't
And I
remind
don't
me.
think it's going to conclude. I don't. I'm sad. I'm sad. It's gone so fast.
Yeah, I
Feels
hate
like they've
that.
only just started.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that. I always say this in basically every podcast episode that I do. It just these new, because I love all the spin-offs that are going on, even for Marvel and Disney Plus, and then I love everything about that. Rings of Power for Lord of the
Yeah.
Rings on Amazon. Like, I love that we're getting more, but I think
Yeah.
like they're still doing it wrong. Even if the show is good, like six episodes is just too short.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's doing it now. Like it used to be like you used to get like 16 episodes or something like that. And now they want to do 6 episodes and it's not enough time to
No.
tell a story and have a satisfying conclusion.
Right. And that's the
So
thing, the conclusion, like you're saying, because I mean, like we've said, like these first five episodes of The Ones Who Live have been absolutely amazing. But now
yeah.
we're at the all-time high in the season, right? Like we're at the peak. But now we're supposed to like everything's supposed to go down, everything's supposed to settle, and then we're supposed to see the
Yeah.
aftermath all in one episode, and that's where it all just falls off the wagon and just it never works. I haven't
Yeah,
seen
that's
it
why I
work
feel like
yet.
we will get a season 2.
Yeah, I hope
Because you
so.
can't wrap up everything in one episode now. They've not
No.
left themselves enough time.
And that makes me so mad, man. I mean,
Yes, it
someone said on TikTok, if Rick doesn't like reunite with his children by the end of this season, like AMC owes me for my therapy sessions. And I mean, that's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I oh. Oh, when he found out about RJ.
Oh yeah.
That
Yeah,
was
that
a
was sad.
yeah, that was a tough moment to watch.
Yeah.
But
And he
yeah.
didn't even want to know about him at first.
Right. And my
Yeah.
wife was like, "Oh man, but Rick's making me mad. He doesn't want to like learn about him." But I was like, I mean, he had a tough go at it trying to forget Michonne and Judith and everyone else.
Yeah.
And now he finds out he has another son that he has to let go of, and it just I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, that must be so hard.
But hey Jake, I wonder, so what story arc in those first three seasons did you like the most? Was it still the one from season one? Or did you like the farm? Do you like the prison?
My favorite season, or part of from them first three seasons, is the farm. I loved it when we got to see Herschel and stuff like that. I just thought that was great. It's one of the best eras from The Walking Dead,
Yeah,
in
it's
my opinion,
amazing.
anyway.
No,
Yeah.
I'm with you, and I think it's a very popular opinion. I mean, just everything about that. I mean, the dialogue, you got the it doesn't like heavily rely on any action or zombie
Yeah, there's
sequences.
not much action, but for a zombie show anyway, and there wasn't much, but it was just everything about it, the characters, just everything was so good, so well done.
Yeah, it was. I'm a big fan of that season. I mean, it always,
Yeah.
that's like, let me see, like for the Vampire Diaries, you know, season three,
Yeah,
where it's
yeah.
just
Is that
like,
when Klaus and stuff come in?
right,
Yeah.
the original family comes on, and then you got the
Yeah.
balls, and then it's just like, for me, it's like, oh, that's home. Like for the Vampire Diaries, that season
Yeah.
is home. Like you can always watch that season. It'll feel like the Vampire Diaries. I think season two of The Walking Dead it has that sort of feeling.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Like it's just a farm. I mean, much simpler times, I think.
Yeah. That was like peak Walking Dead, to be
Right.
honest.
I think so.
That was where it was at its best.
And hey, Jake, say like you get thrown into the Walking Dead universe. Like, what three characters from the Walking Dead saga or universe would you choose to go with you on that survival journey, so to speak?
Can it be a dead or alive character?
Right, yeah,
So
whichever you
they can,
choose.
yeah. Oh, that's a good question. I think it's boring, but I've got to say Rick. Like, no one would mess with me. That's a good question. I would say Glenn, because he would do a lot of like scavenging and stuff like that, and he was really good at that, especially in season two. He
Yeah.
did so much of that, so I think Glenn would be a good one. One more character. That's a good one. Oh, that is a good one.
I mean, no wrong choice, really. I mean, there are some
Would
wrong choices, but
I pick Shane? Maybe between Shane and Daryl, one of them. I think I would go with Shane, you know.
I mean, you'd
They
be
would be my
alive.
top three. Yeah.
You'd have to fall in line, though, but you'd be alive.
Yeah, unless Shane kills me.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I have to go with Rick, too. I mean, it just, he's Rick, right? And I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stubborn, right? I don't like to follow that much, but I mean, I follow Rick blindly. I mean, that man will keep me safe. So I will go with Rick as well. I wouldn't
Yeah,
mind
that's a safe
Abraham.
choice. That's a good choice,
You know, I mean,
yeah.
he's a
He would beat up
tank.
anyone.
Yeah, he's a
Yeah.
tank. I mean, he's a good soldier. I mean, if he gets like through the like that shit he had with Rick at the beginning, that alpha male thing, which he eventually did, I think he'd be like a great asset to the group. And then, you know what? I think just because we need that like gender balance thing, I think I'll go with Carol.
Yeah, definitely a good pick.
I
Yeah.
mean,
Season 11, Carol. That
oh yeah,
would be
I mean she's a great fighter overall. She's very
Yeah.
like witty and very clever as well. And I mean supposedly, right, she can cook.
Yeah,
And I mean so,
you'll need that.
yeah, somebody's
Yeah.
gonna and not because I mean, you know, we see it in the show. I don't want to seem like I'm being misogynistic or
Yeah.
anything, but we see it on the show. Everyone loves Carol's cooking, so I'd go with
I think
Carol.
I would have to be the cook of my group. I don't think anyone else would cook.
Yeah. Right, I mean,
So,
Daryl will just feed you like a squirrel or some box
yeah,
and he'll call it a
I
day.
can't. I don't think I could eat
Oh,
that.
I mean, we've
Well,
never
you
been
would have
that
to, I
hungry,
guess.
but I wouldn't like to. I mean, it would have to be like a last resort, maybe even 3 days going hungry or something.
Yeah.
So the governor, what do you think about the governor?
This might be a hot take, but I think he's the best villain in The Walking Dead.
You
I think
do?
he's better than Negan. As a villain, as a pure villain, I really believe he is. Because when you think about Negan, he's a villain, right? He does some bad stuff. But at the end of the day, he's only trying to protect his own people. Whereas the governor, he doesn't care about his own people. He's just doing everything for himself.
Right.
And he's a pure evil person. So that's why I think he's the best villain. And he was my favorite villain as well. Like what he did in season four when he rolled up to the prison in that tank.
Oh yeah. That
And that was so badass.
was wild. I
That
mean,
was
that man
amazing.
was crazy.
Yeah, he's mental. You wouldn't want to meet him in The Walking Dead anyway.
No. No, never. Ever. But I mean, I don't know. I hate the governor. Similar to how I hate Shane, but like you're saying, man, he was I think he was the only character in The Walking Dead that was actually pure evil.
Yeah, I think he was.
Because I mean, you get those like those freaks that are like they have gone mental or wild just because they had to live in like the wild for so long. Those bandits, those scavengers or whatever. But I mean, like one true character that's as far as you can see, he's in his senses, but he's just evil. It's the governor. You know, I was taking a shower just before this, and I was like, I put on my Walking Dead playlist just to like get in the mood. And the last, is it the last Pale Horse? Like the governor's song. I don't know if you must have listened to it on the show, but I don't know if you remember it.
I don't remember it now.
Let me
I
let.
might, I might. I would know it if I heard it. Yeah.
The Last Pale Light in the West by Ben Nichols. I won't play it just because I'm in copyright, but it just,
Yeah.
when we're done here, just give it a listen. It transports me back to season four, that intro with the governor just wandering around
I think I might have remembered it.
before he gets to that apartment building that he meets,
Oh, Tara.
yeah, Tara, I forgot her name. Before he meets her, like he's just wandering around. His group left him. You know, he's just literally walkers are coming at him and he's just like
Oh yeah, it's that scene,
swaying.
isn't it, where there's loads of fire behind him.
Yeah.
You know when I know what you mean now, yeah.
And
That's an iconic shot. I love that shot.
yeah. And I mean the scene, like, I'm sorry, the music, it just that song. And after like years after I saw that scene for the first time. Like I heard that song and I just thought of Rick and then I saw the show again and I was like, fuck. I mean, that song's for the governor. But it was a great song. But yeah, I'm
So I've got a good question.
Yeah, go
What
ahead.
two characters would you love to interact in The Walking Dead who have never interacted before?
Oh, two characters you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great choice, man. I mean, you know what? They can be dead or alive, right? That never interacted,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
so I'm gonna go ahead and say Herschel and Negan.
Oof. I didn't expect you to say
Are
that.
they? I think. I mean, m might be a boring choice, but I mean, Herschel had the like that charisma, you'd say, to
Yeah.
just get through to people, and even if they
Yeah,
he
he was
couldn't
good at
always.
that.
Yeah, even if he couldn't always like change their mind, but he would get through, and you would see like that conflict stir up within people. He did it with Daryl. He did it with, I mean, obviously he did it with Rick multiple times, and then he talked to Michonne. I mean, obviously these are people that are like good to their core, but like you said, Negan was just he had a bunch of awful qualities. I mean, he was cruel. He was too sadistic at times, but he was just looking out for his people. So I think maybe Herschel could see through to that and just,
That's a good pick, to be honest, yeah.
yeah. And I think Negan,
If I could have told it down.
yeah. And I mean, Negan, the same way like he was with Carl, he could appreciate like Carl's, I want to say Coral just because the way Rick says it. But yeah, I think it would be like a great interaction to see. How about you?
I would say Negan and the governor. I think that would be
Oh.
such a cool, like, just a fight or something like that.
Yeah,
I
fire with
think that would be
fire.
amazing. or the governor and Beta.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That would be a cool interaction as well.
Yeah. They're both like
Just
very
to see how they would deal.
Stoic characters, like
yeah,
very firm. I mean, once like kind of, I mean, Beta was getting kind of crazy, of course, but so was the governor in a different way.
Yeah, that would be a cool fight to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Beta. And you know, I like Beta. A lot of people didn't like him, but I liked him.
Yeah, as a character, he was really good.
Yeah, and his background, I mean, everything. When I found out, like, on that episode, he was even, like, he was a country music star. What was he?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's cool.
He was a messed up character.
Yeah.
Some of the things he did were weird. When he was carrying Alpha's head around,
yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah, that was crazy. But, I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, he's a great villain.
I mean, that season, because after Rick dies, that's like the... What do they do after Rick dies? It's the Whisperers,
that's
right?
That's when, like, the Whisperers come in, yeah.
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 I mean, I was just like... I didn't want to watch. I remember... And Rick dies, like, episode 4 or something like that, right? It's just the start of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Dies at the start of season 9.
I was just like, damn, I don't want to keep watching. I was just... That
yeah,
episode,
it,
what...
Yeah, it's tough to watch.
I was like, I mean, I got through Abraham, Herschel, Carl, even Carl. That death was so brutal. And even more so with the behind the scenes drama. And I just, after Rick dies, I was just like, I don't want to keep watching. But then the Whispers like came in and it was just like, oh, like, yeah.
I loved, what are your thoughts on season 9? Because it's got a lot of mixed opinions. Some people love it, some people hate it.
So that's the Whispers,
the Whispers,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get Carol's with Ezekiel, right?
Yeah, Ezekiel, yeah.
In the kingdom, they had their... She's basically raising... What was his name? The
Henry.
You know,
yeah.
I'm bad with that. I'm sorry. I'm caught up on too many shows and they all just blend together. But I remember. It's just the names that I forget. But yeah, man. You know, I like that season. It just...
Yeah.
I think the only one downside and the one that people fixate on is that Rick's gone. But similar...
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it as much. Because
right.
it's weird to watch it without your main character.
It feels empty.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, like, same way that season 7 was for a lot of characters, I think season 9 is such a strong season for the other characters. Like, you get to see so much development for Daryl, for Michonne, for even Carol. Like, they all have so much going on and develop, like, so much. That I think is just it's a hefty price to pay, of course, trading in Rick for that. But I think it, you know, in the end, it pays off.
Yeah, yeah, I think it does as well.
And the Whisperers
after
are
after Rick dies, it goes a little bit. Season 7 and 8 were okay, but they weren't great. I feel after Rick dies, it goes a little bit better.
Right.
In my opinion, anyway, it goes a little bit better. Not because Rick's a bad character or anything like that. He's an amazing character, but it kind of gives other people their chance to shine.
Right.
If you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I like season 9 and season 10.
He casts a long shadow, if you will, Rick.
Yeah.
And it just,
yeah,
like you're saying, that a lot of other characters just, I mean, even characters like Michonne and Glenn before, like, they're main characters, but just, I mean,
yeah,
Rick's that guy, right? And then,
yeah, they were always overshadowed,
right,
by Rick.
And then Rick's out of the picture, and those characters like move to the forefront, and other characters like have their place too in the narrative. And I like season 9. I love that the way that the factions like Oceanside and the way they were training in formation and just
the
way they advanced through so much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, it was very different to like what we've seen before.
Yeah,
in The Walking Dead, like there were so many different communities all at once. So yeah, I like that. And the Whisperers were they were like a very different kind of villain. Like we've never seen anything like that. People walking with walkers.
Right.
They were weird, but it was really good. And it just all worked.
The thing is that what I loved about that, I'm sorry, is that the way they weaponize the walkers. I mean, it's a show about zombies, but eventually after a couple of seasons, they had to introduce that like, sorry, Jesus, that people versus people kind of a narrative, just because, I mean, the group got so good against walkers that, I mean, they were able to manage basically everything. Stir things up a little bit, and I think the Whispers did just that. I mean, yes, it's walkers, but, I mean, there's a twist, and it just... Oh, I loved Colleen. Was she the deaf girl that had that thing with Daryl? Was it Colleen, her name?
Oh, what's her name? Connie.
Connie, not Colleen. Connie. Yeah, I loved her character. Yeah, and I'm so disappointed that we never got to see romance between her and Daryl. I mean...
That was annoying.
Yeah, I don't mind like characters developing different kinds of relationships, but we already got the platonic friendship between Daryl and Carol. So why the hell not give us the romance with Connie? And then we get it with that chick from the Reapers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, which it was executed well. I'll say, you know, I like the way they did it, but still, like, I wanted Daryl and Connie. And then by season 11, I thought they were finally going to do it, and then they didn't.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Who knows?
If it all comes back.
Yeah. And how, like, what character, like, what couple is your favorite on the Walking Dead?
Probably Rick and Michonne.
Yeah.
I think they've got the best chemistry.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it helps when they're on screen so much and they've got their own show dedicated to them too. So I think that helps. We get to see a lot of them. So I think that's why they're my favorite TV couple. What about you?
I think Rick and Michonne too, but just, and like you're saying, I mean, even in this episode 5, we got to see so much. Like, even the way Rick says, you know, I fell in love with my son's best friend. Like, it just, oh man, you know, I loved it. It's like we were inside, like we were eavesdropping on their, intruding even on their conversation and their relationship. It just, it feels real.
Yeah,
the relationship.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. It does.
I like it. I like Maggie and Glenn too. I like them a lot. But it's just very different.
Yeah. I didn't really like Maggie as a character, to be honest.
Oh,
I don't know
why.
A lot of people liked her, but I'm one of these people. I don't know. I just never found why so many people liked her.
A lot of people feel that way. At least I've been seeing that. Because I loved Maggie. I've always loved her. But then as I've started to become part of these fandom online, I've seen a lot of people just like, they don't like her at all. And I mean, I can see why.
Because Glenn was always my favorite character. And I kind of feel the more Glenn and Maggie got together, she kind of made Glenn a little bit weak. Like Glenn wasn't doing the same stuff he was doing before.
Right.
He just felt a bit more weak to me. And so that's my main reason why I dislike Maggie.
She limited Glenn in a lot of ways. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And then I know like it came from a place of love. I know that just because she didn't want to lose him to the walkers or whatever. But I mean, she also like deprived us of more like Glenn. But yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about Maggie like post Glenn, the way that she fixates on Negan?
She becomes a better character after Glenn. So, but I think this whole thing with Negan, what was I going to say? I completely forgot what I was going to say about Maggie and Negan.
No, you're fine. Like I said, the way that she fixates on him, how do you feel about that post Glenn?
I think a lot of people said that she should forgive Negan, and I don't think she ever should forgive Negan for what she did, for what Negan did in front of Maggie as well.
Right.
I kind of wish, I didn't watch Dead City with Maggie and Negan.
You haven't?
But I kind of wish that Maggie just like, I don't know, killed Negan or something like that. I think that would be good, but I know that will never happen, but.
So you said you haven't watched Dead City?
No, I haven't watched Dead City.
Okay.
That's the only spin-off I haven't watched.
Okay. I watched that one. I haven't finished Daryl. Like I'm on the last episode, literally, but I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I won't spoil anything. But what I love is that from what, and I think this was the case in season 11 of The Walking Dead. Like Maggie, she's like swallowing up like her, her hate just for the good of the people and just like in thanks to Negan or the efforts that he has done, but she doesn't actually forgive him. Like, she can't.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. Like, how could she ever forgive Negan for that? I mean, it could never make sense.
Yeah. I mean, you just feel wrong as well.
No, you have to be Jesus in order to forget something like that. And I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't work. And the people that want them to be a romance, like they want them in a romantic relationship, I think that's so sick.
I don't get why people want that. It would just be awful. I would honestly, I think that would make me stop watching.
I think that would make me stop watching too. that could be the only thing. Because it would make zero sense, like, from a storytelling point of view. Like, I mean...
I get why people like Negan, and he does change, and he's trying to change.
Right.
But I just don't get how people can forgive what he did. I get he had every right to do it, because he's trying to protect his people, and he's trying to, I don't know, put a marker down when he killed Glenn and Abraham. But you just can't forgive it.
No.
Like, I just don't get how people have forgiven it so easily.
No, like you're saying, that's not something you forgive for whatever reason. Like, one thing is, like, Maggie did, and like a lot of other people did. Like, I mean, Negan has saved the group multiple times.
Yeah.
And important people in the group. But so they're like turning a blind eye and just like, but keeping him at arm's length. And I think that's like, I can go with that. But forgiving him, I mean...
And being in
a relationship with him, it just...
That'd be crazy.
That'd be super crazy. I mean, it just... I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it just... Every single time that I see that or read that or someone pointing it out, it kills me. Just...
Yeah.
I go crazy with rage. I mean... To watch the father of your child, your husband, be killed with a bat... To the point your eyes just pop out of your head. You just...
I don't even know how Maggie can even look at Negan.
Right.
Because if that was me, if I was Maggie, I couldn't even look at him.
No, I'd kill him.
I don't get how she can. So, yeah, same.
Even Rick, you know, I love Negan, and I love that we see more of Negan because he's played, like, some huge parts after Rick leaves. But I don't know how Rick left him. Live. I know it was supposedly because of Carl and Mercy, it will prevail over my wrath or whatever.
Yeah.
They played it off like good, if you will, but I still feel like he should have killed Negan.
Yeah, yeah.
He should have like fulfilled his promise that he would one day kill him.
Yeah, because then after that, Maggie couldn't really look at Rick the same.
Right.
Like, she didn't like Rick after that because of what Rick did and why he saved him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame her, to be honest, for hating Rick a little bit.
Right. I mean, it's just, I think, I don't even know. It's just a tough situation to be in. I was going to say, like she should at least, like, remember all the good that Rick has done for them. But then again, yeah. I mean, like, Rick knew Glenn. Like, Rick loved Glenn as well. So how can you let that slide? And I know that conflict for Maggie, if it's tough for me as a fan, imagine for Maggie as the actual character.
Yeah. Imagine if Daryl never punched Negan.
Oh, yeah.
How good it would have been. Glenn would have still been there.
Yeah.
Would still be alive. So.
And that sucked, you know, seeing that, like, the guilt that Daryl felt.
Yeah.
That was tough to watch. Oh, let's talk about that reunion. When Daryl finally escapes from the Saviors after being cut, and then he's hiding in Hilltop, and then he finally reunites with Rick.
Hey, that's great.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to their reunion. Well, hopefully we get to see it. Then reunite after Rick finally escapes for CRM.
Right.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That's going to be the best reunion ever when they finally see each other after however many years it's been.
I think it's been good. Like 8 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Wow, that's going to be wild. And Daryl's the one that held out hope the longest.
Yeah, he always kept looking.
He never
stopped.
And actually, he only stopped because he was basically forced to stop just because to help Alexandria and yeah. everyone. It just, oh man. Damn it, you got me pumped with that. I want to see that reunion.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I can't wait another year. After next week, we might have to wait longer.
Longer,
for season two. So, so annoying. Why can't they just do 12 episodes?
Right. You know, I think like the perfect recipe, because I know people don't like, or usually don't like, long series because of the filler episodes.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm a big arguer against filler episodes, in the sense that I don't think they exist. Because, I mean, if you get an episode that's filler, but then they develop the character so much, I mean, that wasn't filler. I mean, it didn't move the plot forward.
I agree with that.
But it moved the characters forward so that they can actually follow through the plot. And I think it just... I don't believe in filler episodes, but I know that that's a big reason people hate long series or long episodes or whatever. Many episodes,
yeah.
I should say. Many episodes. But I think the Breaking Bad... Have you seen Breaking Bad?
I've never seen it.
You should see that. This is your sign to see it.
Yeah, everyone tells me to watch it.
You watch it. It's like that sort of show that's just perfect. And when you see it, like, you know, this is a perfect show. Like, you don't have to love it, but you can appreciate like the art behind it. And it's just perfect. But I mean, The Walking Dead, I think that every single season has 13 episodes.
Yeah, most of them do, yeah.
And I think that's like the perfect episode count for a series.
Yeah, because it's not too long, but then it's not too short either. Right. That's what they should have done with The Ones Who Live. I don't know why. Whose idea was it to make it 6 episodes?
Them executives, man.
It's kind of stupid. They should have made it at least 12, 13 episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's worked before in the Walking Dead universe.
Yeah.
It worked with Fear the Walking Dead as well. So I'm not sure why they didn't do it.
You know,
especially when there's so much to tell.
Right. I mean, it's very popular. Yeah. And people, like, even from the beginning, people were like losing their minds about that. Rick's returning, right? I mean, they should have put the cards on that. But what I was going to say is I haven't seen the Fear the Walking Dead.
Have you not?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother watching it. The first 3 seasons are like amazing. But to say it goes bad is an understatement.
Oh, it is.
it goes bad. I lost brain cells watching it after season 3. My God, it's bad.
I mean, I saw, like, I started it, but I mean, the main reason that I started it, I'm sorry, was that, like, I read that it starts from day 1 of the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. And that was like my main selling point. Or that, like, I was sold, but then I started it, and then it just lasts so little.
Yeah, it's only the first few episodes that kind of started from day 1.
They got like a tiny bit of a time jump when they're at sea or whatever, and it just, I don't know, then the plot starts lacking a little bit for me, it gets kind of slow for me, but I've read that it gets better, like it picks up.
When did you stop watching?
First 7 episodes, I think.
Oh, yeah. Season 2 is very good. I would recommend watching it. It's very good. That.
I'm going to give it a shot again after I finish this rewatch of The Walking Dead, just because, I mean, I want more.
Yeah. Yeah, and then season 3 as well. It's very good. There's a character called Troy. It's one of my favorite characters from the entire Walking Dead universe. He's amazing. So I'd watch it just for him.
Is he the character played by I think he's Isaac in Teen Wolf.
Yeah, he is, yeah. I've never watched Teen Wolf, but I've seen him in it.
Oh, then yeah, but he's an Irishman, right?
I'm not sure. He doesn't sound like one.
I think he's got an accent in a series I saw, but I couldn't tell. I mean, maybe he just puts up like a good accent.
Yeah, maybe. His acting in Fear the Walking Dead is amazing. It's so good.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
You should watch Teen Wolf. I mean, just because, I mean...
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say it's good.
You watch The Vampire Diaries, and that's... If you just watch, like, The Walking Dead, and I wouldn't like be brave enough to suggest Teen Wolf. But now that you've watched the originals, you watched The Vampire Diaries, I'm assuming that you appreciate the world building on its own. Not necessarily right. Then Teen Wolf, I mean, it's a great, great, great show. You just gotta get through the first two seasons. But not because
how many seasons is it?
It's like, I think there's six seasons, I think. And a movie. They made a movie last year.
Yeah, it's got, does it have Dylan O'Brien in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of my favorite actors.
He's great in Teen Wolf. And I know actors, like, their goal is always movies. Just because, I mean, you get to see it on the big screen, the premieres, like, a lot more people see it or watch it. But I think shows is where you see like an actor's true acting skill.
Yeah. Or you see that talent. Yeah. And I agree with that.
And for Dylan O'Brien, I know he's very proud of a lot of movies that he's made, and like he wanted to like shut the door on Teen Wolf and those kind of shows. But he delivers, I mean, some of the best acting you'll ever see in Teen Wolf, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And what I was gonna say for Teen Wolf, watch it, man. You just watch it. I'll owe you one. I'll owe you a show. But I mean,
you can watch Fear the Walking Dead.
I'll watch Fear the Walking Dead. It sounds like a fur trade to me. Yeah. But what I was gonna say is Teen Wolf. Have you seen any of the CW shows aside from The Vampire Diaries?
I've seen Arrow, and I've seen The Flash.
Okay. So you're familiar with that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
But you're familiar with that kind of like funny or cringy things or CGI that happens at times?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah.
Then Teen Wolf, the first two seasons, it's like, I don't know what was going on through their minds, but they do some wild shit in terms of the CGI and just some action sequences that you'll watch them and just instantly roll your eyes. Like, you'll know, even if you start watching it after today, when you watch it, you'll know and you see, oh, that's what he meant. But I mean, but the story's solid. Like, the story's solid. The acting, I mean, the main character, Tyler Posey, is it? I don't know how to say his name without it sounding like pussy. But it just, he's not like necessarily a great actor, but everyone else in that cast is just amazing. And just the world building. I mean, werewolves. It just, the way that they execute that, it just watch it, man. I'm just always trying to recruit people for the Teen Wolf fandom. But the Walking Dead. What were your thoughts on season 5? After they lose the prison, but they haven't quite gotten to Alexandria.
That's my favorite season. That season is so good. So much happened as well, just after Terminus.
Yeah,
that's one of the best episodes. Season 5, episode 1. That episode was amazing.
Terminus, when they finally get there.
Yeah, they think they're safe and everything, and you just know something bad's gonna happen. I didn't think there'd be cannibals, but but yeah, that was really good. Just all of season 5 was good. We got introduced to a lot of new characters, Alexandria as well. It was just a big moment for The Walking Dead.
It was just, it really was revolutionary because, I mean, it was like the transitioning season. I don't know if that's well said, but I mean, it's just everything changes from that point. Just the scale of it all. Like seasons 1 through 4. Yeah.
Yeah. We get to see Rick like turn into a proper like beast.
Yeah.
Where he bites that guy's throughout.
Man, that was amazing.
Oh, that was so good.
I remember when I was watching that on my first rewatch in 2020, but where my wife was seeing it for the first time, was just like, I wanted to like capture every single moment of my wife's reaction in that scene, just because, I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it was so real too, like, I remember everyone being so terrified. I mean, Carl was so terrified. He was going to get raped.
Yeah.
And then Rick. I mean, I think Rick was even more terrified than Carl just because he knew what that would mean for him.
Yeah,
the way he just bites into the neck of that. Oh man!
My God, that was like, I think that was the best version of Rick.
I think
that was his best version. Yeah.
The way they all instantly know, like, fuck, we shouldn't have messed with him. It just,
yeah.
I think it was the best version of Rick as well. I mean, I love Rick in season 8 as well, when he's leading like the rebellion or whatever against the Saviors.
That version of him is like so underrated. There's that scene with Morgan season 8, where is it like a bar they're at, and there's them Saviors there as well, and Rick and Morgan give them their word that they're gonna not kill them, and then they just change instantly and they kill them. That part, that scene.
I don't remember
I think that season 8. That scene is just so well done.
That's interesting. I don't remember.
I think that's how it goes down. That's one of my favorite scenes in season 8. I swear it's season 8, yeah.
No, I believe you. I'm kind of foggy on season 8 just because I saw it so long. Well, not so long ago. Well, 4 years ago.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, time flies, but. But yeah, I love Rick all throughout that season. I mean, just because he's still a badass, sure, and he's standing up to Negan, and he just, like, he's that guy, but it's like a different role. Like, he, you know, he's a leader in this season. He always is, but you know what, like, he's leading like a nation in a way.
He's like, I don't know, a commander, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Carl dies, doesn't he? Season 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was...
That's sad.
That was the first moment. Because for Glenn, like, it happens, like, so suddenly that
yeah,
like, you just have to believe it because you're seeing it happen, like, in real time. But when it happens to Carl, I'm like, no, there's just no way. Like, there's absolutely no way that Carl is going to die.
It was a stupid death.
Yeah.
Like how it happened. When you think about what he's been through.
Right.
And then he goes to save, oh, what's his name? What's that guy's name he saves? He gets with Rosita as well. He's a doctor, isn't it? Oh, what's his name? Steak.
Oh.
Sadiq, that's his name.
I forgot.
So when Carl goes to save Sadiq, and then there's only like 2 walkers, and then they somehow bite Carl.
Yeah,
it's like when you think everything he's been through, and he gets bit by a walker.
I remember that. I'm looking up Stick. Is it Stick like the like how do you spell that?
Sadiq. I'm not sure.
Oh, Sadiq. Sadiq. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, yeah. His death was stupid as well.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Wow. I remember him now, but I completely forgot about him.
Yeah, yeah, he's not in it for too long. I think he's only in it for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like the way Carl dies, like you're saying, it felt cheap in the sense. I mean, the whole scene where he's actually dying is just so powerful.
Oh, that's amazing.
But the way that he like gets bit or whatever, it's just, I mean, if he would have died, if he had to die anywhere, I would have preferred it to be when the walkers invade Alexandria. I think it's season 5 or season 6? No, it's season 5.
Oh, season 6.
Oh, it's season 6 and a half.
Yeah,
half.
The whale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, episode 9.
Yeah.
Season 6, yeah. That episode's amazing.
Yeah, they all gather in the town center and just start. That scene was amazing.
That's one of my favorite episodes. Yeah.
I thought I was watching like Lord of the Rings or something. The way that it felt or looked. But if he had to die anywhere, I would have preferred it to be there. I mean, he got that shot through the eye.
That scene was so good.
Yeah, and so many close calls all throughout the episode that, I mean, it would have been a badass way to go.
Yeah.
Or even for Negan to have killed him in season 7, episode 1.
Yeah, I don't think Negan would ever do that because he's a kid. And Rick's son was Carl, so right. I don't think he would ever do something like that. And he knew Rick was the leader, so he didn't want to do anything like that, I don't think. And Negan kind of liked Carl as well.
Yeah, he was very fond of him.
He liked him. Yeah.
And then we learn in season 10, I think, that he was actually like a PE teacher. Like he loved kids. Yeah. And obviously now that we know Negan, like he never would have done that, but I'm just saying, like, I just hate the way that Carl died. And if he had to die in any way,
That would be cool to watch.
it
Yeah.
just
Or maybe not to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what you mean. We're not that
Yeah.
sadistic
Especially
people.
for
We don't
Rick.
want to watch that. But okay, so I'm looking through my notes because I know I wrote down like a couple of questions. If you were a walker, like if you got turned into a walker, who would you want from the Walking Dead universe to kill you?
Oof, that's a good question. Wow. Oof, I'm trying to think what weapons people use. I'd probably say Michonne. I think
Michelle.
that'd be a cool way to die if I had to die anyway. Like, it'd be swift. Well, you wouldn't be able to feel it anyway.
Right.
But just getting like your head just like sliced with a sword.
Right.
I don't know why I said Michonne, but I don't
It
know.
would look cool.
Yeah, that's a good question. What about you? Who would you like to kill you?
I forgot his name, and I just wrote the questions down like maybe 5 minutes before the episode, so I didn't get a chance to look him up. But the cheesemaker, the one that trained Morgan. Let me see if I
Oh,
can.
the guy who with the stick who trained him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, what's his name? Yeah, I know who you mean.
Let
Oh
me
my
check.
God, yeah, what's his name?
Eastman.
Eastman, yeah. Oh yeah, Eastman.
I would like it to be him just because he would like pay me the proper respects after he kills me. Like he would bury me.
Yeah,
He would
he
check my wallet and then see my name and just put it on the board. I just feel
Yeah, I
like,
guess. Yeah.
I mean, no one knows what happens after death, right? But I like to imagine that like I could maybe feel that I was put to rest or something. I don't know. I feel
Yeah.
like Eastman, I wouldn't feel raped afterwards, if you know what I mean. I mean these people just like the way they open
Yeah.
your guts to just cover. I don't know. I think
Oh
Eastman
God, yeah.
would be.
It'd be a lot more respectful
Yeah,
for
I
you.
like Eastman. I like
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that character if you want. Eastman.
Yeah.
He was such a
He
great character.
yeah, especially when he was only in it for one episode. He had so
Right.
much impact on Morgan. He was such a big character as well.
Right.
And
And
he
the
trained
domino
Morgan how
effect.
to use that stick.
And I mean, he had, like you said, like such a huge impact on Morgan. And then Morgan, the way that he just affects everything afterward,
He
it
turned
just,
into like a bad person.
yeah. I don't, I love Eastman. I mean,
Yeah, he was a really good character.
and then even more so after you learn his background.
Yeah.
The way that, I mean, yeah, so this guy, he worked, was he a parole officer, a therapist? What was he? I know he worked with inmates or prisoners.
Like a guard was or something like that.
Something like that, maybe even a warden. I know that he evaluated them or something, and he said that he
I
had
can't
ever
remember.
only seen or met one true evil person in his whole
Oh
life.
yeah, I remember him saying that.
And it was the guy that he set free and then or denied parole. I don't know. But I just know that the guy went on to kill his family or his daughter. Maybe his whole family, I think. Wife
Yeah.
and daughter, something like that.
That's crazy. I
And
forgot
then,
about that.
yeah, and then Eastman, he picks up the guy and puts him in the dungeon that he puts Morgan in.
Yeah.
And then, but he's teaching Morgan about the value of life. And the way he's building up that story, like you think, I know I thought that he let that man live. And I was like, I would have never let him live. But then you see Eastman and you're like, I mean, maybe it was the best choice.
Yeah.
And then he reveals that he actually watched that man starve to death. Like he did kill him.
That's mental.
And it just, I don't know, that whole sequence was, it was so powerful to me. Like this man
Yeah.
values the life of basically everyone, even that man
Yeah.
that killed his daughter. But he's just, I mean, he's just a man in the end. I don't know. It just, I was completely impressed by Eastman. And to this day, anytime I watch that scene, it's just, it's great to see.
And then when he didn't know Morgan, like he literally doesn't know Morgan, right. But he gave his life up for Morgan to live, because that Walker would have killed, well, bit Morgan. And then he like he dragged Morgan back, didn't he? And then turned around and he got bit on the back. It's like, wow, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like you said, you just met the guy.
Yeah.
And by all intents and purposes, Morgan is outright telling you, like, I mean, I will kill even you. Like, I'll kill everyone. You're not going to change me, but then it was the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, he did eventually change Morgan.
Yeah.
That was so just, so amazing to see. I did have, like, a couple of fun questions. If you could swap places with any character from The Walking Dead, maybe even just for a day, or for even longer, whichever, who would it be and why?
These are some good questions.
I'm glad you think so.
Can it be dead or alive character?
Right.
Any character, that's a good one.
Like you will become that character. I'm not going to pick a villain.
I would probably say Daryl.
Daryl?
I'd probably say Daryl. Yeah, I think he would just be a cool person to be. Especially, I love his weapon, his crossbow.
Right.
And then he just kind of just goes out on his own, does his own thing a lot of the time. I would just really like to be him for a day.
Yeah.
But maybe not for too much longer, but just spend one day. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think, I don't quite know who I would choose, but I think Daryl's as good a choice as any.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously skilled, like, to survive anything that gets thrown his way. The way he can appreciate even the simplest of things is very admirable as well. Everyone loves Daryl. I mean, he's cool as hell. Also, with that more, the crossbow, the bike. I mean, he's a great... The one thing is that, I mean, his hygiene situation...
He could do with a shower.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to, man. He doesn't want to.
Yeah, fair play. Gotta respect it.
That was funny from the farm, season 2. The way that he just wouldn't take a shower.
Yeah.
And Carol was like, come on, Daryl. I mean, everyone, I think more than one person says it. He wasn't having it. I want to talk about Tyrese as well. You mentioned him earlier. Like, he's such an underrated death. And before I rewatched the show in 2020, I'm sorry, I remember that I wasn't a big fan of Tyrese. Like, I remember him being like a little bit annoying at times or whatever. But now that I rewatched it, I was like, wow. I mean, like, Judith is alive only because of him.
Like, he risked everything to save her.
And then even after...
That's a big part.
Yeah. And then even after, when he reunites with the group in season 5, that when they're all together, he keeps on like basically babysitting. He becomes Beth for Judith.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And it just, it was very wholesome to watch. I like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect someone like him. He's like a big, muscly guy.
Right.
You wouldn't expect someone like him to be such a, I don't know,
a teddy bear, really.
It's basically a teddy bear, You wouldn't expect it, but I think that's a big reason why I like him and why a lot of people like him.
Yeah. Yeah, people that are strong, but yet, gentle.
Yeah.
Like, he could kill probably most people on that group.
Yeah.
He would just never dare. I mean, he was gentle. He was a protector and a... But yeah, the way that he took care after Judith, it just I like that a lot. What would you say?
He's another person who has like a bit of a bad death, like a bland death. Like, I just wouldn't expect him to go out like that. Like, someone like him to get bit by a zombie child.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't expect it. Like he would have, like, I don't know what the word, like, he would have his wits about him. He would know, like, his like what's around him. And just to get bit by a zombie. It's just like there's one zombie there. Like I swear in the episode before that, he literally takes on. Do you know when they're all trapped in that car and there's like a loads of walkers behind him or around the car and they have to try and escape and Ivy just goes and fires all the zombies.
Yeah.
He can do that, but the next episode he dies to one zombie. It doesn't make too much sense to me.
No, it doesn't feel earned.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, The Walking Dead has like a pretty bad track record of doing that now that we're thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm not sure why.
Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, who else? Quite a few people died like that.
Yeah, a lot of people, I know Dale was an old man, but he still died to one zombie who came from behind.
Right.
Just.
And it's just, I hate that. Just because you know the growling that the walkers make, especially when they see food.
Yeah.
But then you're in the middle of nowhere, no sounds. Like, that sound should feel or sound, I don't, but so loud and so distinctive just because it's the only sound.
Yeah,
he's a walker, it's growling.
So far away. Yeah.
Oh, man. But I mean, they enter stealth mode or whatever, the walkers, to kill Dale.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. What's your, so you said Rick's your favorite character. Why is he your favorite character? There are a lot of obvious reasons, but I just want to listen to your...
I mean, he's just a badass character. Like, he does so many amazing things. He's done so many amazing things in the show. I think there's a reason everyone loves him so much.
Right.
Like, and then when you see how he is in The Ones Who Live, like, how developed his character has become. He's just such a great overall character, in my opinion. And I think most people will agree. And he's most people's favorite character. Not just in The Walking Dead, but in, like, kind of every TV show. Most people say he's the best character. So I just love him. I just love him.
No, man, you're on it. I mean, like you're saying, a lot of people were on the list that they make of their favorite characters, like Rick's. When they make like top 10 characters or whatever, Rick's almost always on those lists.
Yeah.
And with good reason. I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
No, I saw a comment, I think it was even yesterday, where someone says, if you don't think Rick's a villain, then you're not paying attention when you watch the show. And
that's a fair point.
I mean, they got a point just because obviously... From the perspective of many a people or many a person, he could be the villain in their story.
Yeah, when you look at it from Negan's perspective, Rick is a villain.
Right.
When you think about it. So,
but
when you think of some of the stuff Rick has done, like he killed Negan's people first, when you think about it.
Right.
And just when you think about when we talked before about him biting someone's throat out, like that's a villain type of thing. Like, a normal person wouldn't do that. They wouldn't even think of doing that.
No, I think he does have a darkness about him.
But, yeah, definitely.
But I'll say, this is what I wanted to say. I mean, of course, from certain points of view, like, he's undeniably the villain, right? Because every person is the protagonist of their own story. And if this guy comes around and then he's just, I mean... putting your world upside down, obviously he's going to be the villain to you. But I feel like us as fans that actually get the whole picture, like, I don't think that we should believe Rick is a villain. I mean, yes, he went after the saviors.
He's definitely a hero.
Right.
Well, not a hero, but he's not a villain. He's more of a hero than a villain in our eyes. But that's because we get told from a certain perspective, from his perspective.
Right. And then even so, after that, when we put all the cards on the table, like, let's say that instance when he kills everyone at that outpost of the saviors, like, that was a cruel thing to do, right? He killed them in their sleep. Like, it just, it was very wild. But if I remember correctly, like, a scouting party of the saviors stopped Abraham and Sasha.
Yeah.
And so he saw, I mean, he's lost so many people by this point. Mm. He saw, I mean, Shit, I mean, they're gonna come after us. They got RPGs, you know, like rocket launchers. I mean, they're a threat. And they were a threat. Little did they know that they would eventually enslave them in a way that they would have to pay tribute and taxes and all of that to them. Like, I think the way he went about it was really like cruel and just bonkers, if we're being honest. But I mean, you got to take care of your people.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. And when you think when they went in and killed them people, like you saw how easy it was for Rick. Like someone's just sleeping, and how easy it was, and how natural it was just to kill them. But then when it went on to other characters, like when it went on to Glenn, and Glenn's done like killed people before, but like how he really couldn't do it, and it took him so long to do it. And I think that kind of shows how Rick maybe is a little bit of a villain. How it's so natural just to kill people. How naturally it comes to him. But I guess like you said, you've got to do what you gotta do to protect your people. If you were in that situation, you know, you'd probably have to do it.
No, I mean, you're presenting a great point. I think it's very nuanced. I mean, I don't think there's a simple like yes or no question
Yeah,
to
definitely.
this. But yeah, like you're saying, I mean, Glenn couldn't. I mean, he did it. He had to, right? He's
Yeah.
protecting Maggie. He's protecting everyone back in Alexandria. So it's in principle, it's a good thing to do, or not good thing. But I mean, they have to do it, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a difference between murdering someone or killing them just because you have to kill them, right? The way that they have had to, or yeah, have had to up until that point. I mean, it's kill or be killed. But to, I mean, they're executing them basically, just mur outright murdering them. And it just, but I mean, even when he buys that man, like that's wild. I mean, not many people even would even do that. But I mean, he was restrained. Like, what else could he do?
Sometimes you just gotta do stuff like that.
Right,
I
I
guess
mean,
in his situation, like it's you like no one really is ever in a situation like that. So you wouldn't know what you would do. And I don't even think Rick knew what he was gonna do, but I guess he just kind of had to do something. And he had no weapons or anything like that, so
I think he
he
had to do
just went for
something.
his throat.
And like I said, not everyone would do it because I know, I mean, even in real life, or there have been stories about like parents that have to witness their children like be assaulted or I don't know about rape, but you know, we've all read news like that, and but you never read like the man just bit out a piece of their neck. I mean, but I don't know. I think there's a strength, a strength to Rick that comes with a that extracts a heavy toll, I think, and it comes with darkness. I mean, killing comes easy to him, but he has to kill. Like, I mean, he can choose to be like crippled by the guild, or he can just do it because he has to do it.
He's got to show he's strong to other people. He's their leader, so he's got to do stuff that other people aren't willing to do. And I think that's what makes him a great leader. Because there is a debate about is he a good leader, is he a bad leader? Because a lot of people, so many people have died under when he was a leader, like under him. So I think that's another big topic where people say he's not actually that good of a leader. Whereas I think he is because, well, he saved so many people. He's done
I
stuff
was gonna
that
say that, yeah.
nobody else would do. He does stuff no one else is going to do. So that's what kind of separates a good leader and a bad leader.
No, I think the same thing. And just like to put a pin on the Rick being a villain thing, you get Negan on the other hand that is just basically doing the same thing as Rick, but he appears to enjoy himself. Like he's so cruel. Like Rick, and I said cruel before regarding Rick. I think I misspoke. I don't think that's the right word. Rick is ruthless. I think that's a better term for him. Whereas Negan is actually cruel.
When you think what he did where he threw that guy into that fire pit thing or whatever it is during the sanctuary, that's like how could he do that?
In
And he kind of
Alexandria.
enjoyed it. It's not like he didn't want to do it. It wasn't like he had to do it. Whereas Rick had to do something about that man who was going to kill him. Whereas Negan didn't have to do anything, but he enjoys it. Like you were saying, it's weird.
I mean the whole Lucille thing. I know that he has to, like, he's a symbol to the saviors. Like, he can't just be a man. But I mean, yeah. I think he just takes it too far. Even in Alexandria, after he already killed Abraham and Glenn, when he goes to Alexandria to take, like, the tax or whatever he called it, like the provisions and supplies. What was her name? Was it Gloria? The girl that was in charge of the supplies.
Oh, I know who you mean. I can't remember her name. But yeah, I know who you mean.
She was very sweet or whatever. She was a little bit on the heavy side. And then the way he just humiliates her.
Oh yeah, when, like, he talks about starving.
Yeah, I mean, it was wild. Funny. Like Negan was a bully.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you give a bully that like that amount of power, and then you throw that bully with that amount of power in that world that, I mean, The Walking Dead, that's so brutal, and you're bound to get, like, a guy as ruthless as Negan and cruel.
Yeah.
It just... although I'll say this, the way that he was, like, everything we heard about Negan that later gets revealed that it was actually Simon, his right-hand man, or whatever, yeah, that, like, he wasn't as evil as people said that he was. It was basically more in regards to reputation. But I'm, like, tying myself in a knot here. But what I want to say is that I think Negan is a clear villain, whereas Rick is just doing what he has to do. Maybe not in the best way.
Yeah, but... yeah. I agree with that Rick part. With Negan, he is a villain in the perspective we are told, like, we watch it through Rick's perspective. But Negan, like, again, he kind of does stuff that he has to do. Like Rick, he has to show people he's strong. And he does it in a different way. But I still don't think he's a villain. Or he's not a pure villain like the Governor.
Right.
But he's a villain, but not a villain.
Right. No,
I don't know how else to, like, put it.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I mean, it just... Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? Yeah. I just think that I'm viewing at the from a what are their intentions, or and actually like feelings or emotions during that those actions that they have to take. Even, you know, the people say this about Tony Stark too, that he's actually the biggest villain of the MCU just because of Ultron, and then because of I don't know, however many things that he does that actually eventually cause so many problems. But I mean, but is he actually a villain? I mean, I know he's the cause of so many of the problems, but, and you're not really a hero if you're solving the problem that you created in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was just mistakes that Tony Stark did. So I don't think he's not a villain.
I don't think so.
But I wouldn't necessarily categorize him as a hero.
No, I think
most of the stuff he's done, like you said, is from him.
Right. But I think it goes to say that, like, we first have to define words, and I know it sounds so simple to say, but I think really before we like throw them in either category, we have to define words really first, because I mean, what's a hero? Is a hero only Superman and Captain Rogers, like Captain America? Are those the only kinds of heroes? Because if so, then, I mean, basically no one is a hero.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess there is no heroes.
And is a villain only like Thanos or the Joker? I mean, these people that operate on both extremes of the spectrum. Yeah. But then you get people that operate somewhat in the middle, like maybe even the Punisher, which is, I mean, it has a name, right? People call them anti-heroes. But what do you call people that are basically mean or villains, but they're not very good, but they're not evil? Like you said, Negan, for example.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a villain. It's like Thanos. I wouldn't say Thanos is a villain because he's got a great cause. Right. Like, he's doing something that I think a lot of people, you know, it's kind of right what he's doing, but it's just how he's doing it, how he's executing his plan isn't correct. You know, just deciding to kill
right.
Billy, billions and billions of people. But
and that's what I look at personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the way they go about it.
Yeah. And I guess with Tony Stark, when we talk about Ultron and how people say he's a villain for creating Ultron.
Yeah.
But Ultron, it's his idea is a good one. It's to try and benefit people. He was trying to do something that's good. When you think of what happened with Avengers Infinity War, if Ultron was there and Ultron worked out in the way everyone thought would happen, that thing with Thanos might never happen. Because his whole idea of Ultron is someone protecting the world. But because it didn't work out how he wanted to, it wasn't like he meant to do it. A villain, you know, you're meant to do something.
Exactly.
You're meant to do something that's bad. Whereas Tony Stark didn't mean to do everything he did with Ultron.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I agree.
Yeah.
And just to kind of like go back into The Walking Dead, there's a few things that we haven't talked about, but I mean, I don't think that they come to mind right now. Is there anything about The Walking Dead that you feel like you want to talk about it? Maybe some questions you may have?
What are your like some of your biggest Walking Dead what ifs? Do you like what if scenarios? Oh. Like I've got one where if Shane, Joe, in that lineup with Negan, what if Shane was there instead of Rick? Like how would he have handled it?
I've seen that. Yeah,
that's one of my big ones. So I just thought, what are some of your ones?
I mean that's a great one.
Yeah,
I've seen
it
that.
It took me a long time to think of one.
Yeah, what if Shane survived somehow, went on his own, and then he was with Negan? What if he maybe even was Negan?
Yeah. Imagine that. That would be so cool.
I mean, yes,
Negan walks out in
right. Exactly. And just he's that guy. I mean, wow. That's interesting. I like that. You got me thinking. Let's see for me. Let me see what I can think of. What if? I like to think. What about? If Carl lived, but then everything that happened still happened. Like, what if Carl lived? Like the hole that Rick left behind, I would love to see like Carl feel it.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I forgot about that because Rick kind of dies, but basically dies in season 9. How like Carl could have like stood up because he was no longer a kid then.
Right.
Like he wouldn't have been a kid because there was a time jump as well, wasn't there? Like
a couple of years
time jump.
Yeah.
So Carl would have been 20 something, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So Carl could have like stood up and how he would have dealt with stuff and how he would have dealt with the Whisperers.
Right.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would have been amazing. Oh, and the thing is that people would have looked to Carl because obviously Rick's no king, I'm sorry, but to all intents and purposes, he was like the leader of the combined communities. The kingdom had Ezekiel, Hilltop had Maggie or whatever, Alexandria had Rick, but like they all look to Rick.
Yeah.
And so Rick's gone. Obviously his son is going to be, what I'm trying to say is the support system that Carl would have had would have been the same council that Rick kept.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So I think Daryl would have been there for him. I think Michonne would have been there too. Maggie even.
Yeah, they all would have supported Carl.
And trying to like turn him into a leader. Just because I mean he's Carl Grimes. He would have like commanded that sort of expectation and whatever. I think that would have been great to see.
That would be cool. I wish we could like go back and like change the script.
Man.
That would be amazing.
And are you familiar with the way that, or the reasons why Carl was killed off?
I know it was something to do with his actor. Like, they didn't agree on something. His actor and whoever ran the show at that point didn't agree on something.
Yeah.
But I don't know all, like, the details.
There are a lot of rumors, some regarding, like, sexual harsenment and things like that of that really? Nature. Yeah. But there are rumors. I don't know, like, confirmed.
Yeah.
But a lot of, like, nasty things, and none of them are good. Not even the non-sexual ones. Like the reasoning behind his firing, because he was fired, was just, it was so unfair. And the actor had even bought a house in Georgia by that point.
Yeah.
Just so, I mean, probably he was just in that economical situation where he could buy the house, He was like, I mean, I star in The Walking Dead. I'm going to buy the house in here in Georgia because we film here. And then he was just skilled off.
Yeah.
And that
was, I know some people said because he was like a child, he got a, whatever a child actor salary is. I don't know what it is, but he got that. And he wanted, because he was like a star of The Walking Dead, he wanted more. And apparently they refused to give him any. Because in season 8, he was still, I don't know how exactly old he would have been, his actor. But he wouldn't have been 20-something or something like that. So he didn't get as much money as he wanted. That's the rumor I've heard. That's why they kind of fired him, and they disagreed on that. But I'm not sure if that's true. But it was such a stupid choice to kill him. But I guess you have to, if the actor wants to leave,
right?
You have to do that,
right? I think, yeah, it's just so unfair. I think, but love you. I'm sorry, just my wife was saying goodbye.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was a great question. That was such a great question.
Yeah.
But I think that would be my pick. Also, what if Carol and Daryl like got like romantically involved? That would have been cool.
Yeah. I feel like they were always just gonna be like really close friends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think even Carol just coming out of that relationship that she was in, I think that she really needed that like time to rediscover herself.
Yeah,
but Daryl, I need Daryl to be, you know, to be in a relationship. I think if anyone deserves some love, is Daryl. It's Daryl.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's like the only one who's not had any.
Right. I mean, that chick from the Reapers, but again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Leah. Yeah.
Leah. I was just,
her name was Leah.
I was giggling like a little girl when I was seeing that, like watching those scenes, but just because of Daryl. Like I said, I just want Daryl to be happy and get all of the things. But I mean, I hated that it had to be with her. Could have been Connie.
Yeah, it should have been.
But hey, man, so just to top it off, Walking Dead, what does it mean to you? I know you said that was the first show you watched from day one. You watched it with your dad. I know it means something to you, right?
Honestly,
if you had to explain.
It sounds stupid, but it means everything to me. Yeah. Like, I remember when I was like, I must be 9 or 10, just sat down with my dad. I've never watched like an actual like proper show. And then I was just watching it and it means so much. I've had so many memories. Like, I've got a poster in my wall of Rick and Daryl from season 1. And I've had it, it's in my bedroom, and I've had it literally all my life. That show just means so much. And I know, do you like people say it went bad after, or not bad, but it dropped off after season 7. And I kind of agree with that. But I'll always, it doesn't matter how bad it goes, I'll always, like, it will always have a special place in my heart. I'll always love it because it means a lot to me.
That's beautiful, man. I feel the same way. I think The Walking Dead is one of those shows. Have you seen Supernatural?
No, I've not.
Into what Supernatural? Yeah. But I mean, I got it right there. That's Supernatural. And this is Walking Dead, but my light is just, I need to get some, I need to work something out just so it's all visible. But, but yeah, I think one thing they both have in common to me is they're about, to their core, they're about family.
Yeah.
I mean, I know The Walking Dead, they say like we're the ones who live or whatever, but who's we? I mean, it's the family.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know, like it's got that thing that I can always watch it and just feel family, you know, feel at home.
Yeah.
And I could watch wherever. I mean, they could be running reruns on TV for whatever reason, and I could just watch it just because, I mean, it's so consistent, the families, the dynamics. It's just, I don't know. It feels real. And I know it's not, obviously, but it feels so real. Like it really happened. It does, like, I actually know these people.
Yeah, I've watched it so many times now. Like, all 11 seasons. It's so good.
Yeah, they are. And I was really excited for Tales of the Walking Dead, but I wasn't a big fan of it.
I didn't watch it, but I heard a lot of negative stuff about it.
I think episode... I saw... There are like two episodes. I didn't see the last one, but there were two episodes that I really loved. That they were good, actually. The other ones are like... I mean, what are they even doing at this point? But I mean...
There's one episode that takes place. Is it like 20 years after the apocalypse?
30 something, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw someone doing a video about it. And they were saying how that episode is like a kind of a bad episode for The Walking Dead, because it basically means they'll never find a cure. And I guess that's true. Because now you know in The Walking Dead, if that episode is that episode's happened now, that they will never find a cure. Because that's like 30 years after.
I saw that.
So yeah.
And I initially thought the same thing as you did, and probably many people, because I mean, it's like, whoa, 30 years into the future, he's still zombies or whatever, walkers.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, it could still happen. Like, I mean, even if they did find a cure, like, I mean, the world is not as it once was. There's only, from what we've seen in The Ones Who Live, there's only like maybe even 4 cities in the whole world, including maybe some cities in Europe, that could have withstood the apocalypse. Like, they couldn't, like, distribute whatever cure they have so fast.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's not many people to cure.
Right. Maybe it would even be generations. It would take generations. Maybe the cure, like, there is a cure. Maybe it's going on, but it hasn't reached everywhere, you know?
That's a good point, you know? Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just thinking outside of the box here, maybe. Or maybe I know someone...
For it to have a satisfying conclusion.
Right, No, you're fine. For it to have all been worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But what I was going to say is one person did comment that the Tales of the Walking Dead is not even canon.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So if it's not canon, there's an episode, and you'll know when you see it. Like, that's not canon. I mean, it obviously isn't. But I mean, it could be argued that it all happens inside of a character's mind, and so maybe it's canon to them. They like they imagined it. But if you see the Tales of the Walking Dead, you'll know.
Is it that one where it's like, what is it, like Groundhog Day or something like that?
Yeah, they're in a loop.
Is it that episode? Yeah, I've heard people talking about that. Yeah,
they're inside of a loop.
I thought people were like just making it up, but apparently it's a real thing.
It was crazy. It didn't make any sense, but I mean, so that's why I feel like maybe it's not even canon.
Yeah,
but I mean the Walking Dead timeline is all over the place, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is, to be honest.
But yeah, man, I hope you had a good time. This was a great time for me.
It is amazing. This is like the first time I've ever done anything like this. I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
awesome.
Really enjoyed it.
I'm glad. If you ever want to, we'd love to have you back anytime. It's always thank you. I appreciate that. It's always a great time. I mean, just conversations. You were a great guest. It was very fun. I loved your takes. You got me thinking more than once. And I'll keep thinking on those things. So I don't know whether to thank you or blame you, because I can't get some of those things out of my mind. But yeah, welcome to the Flow Zebra Fandoms. Thank you for coming on. Welcome to another episode of the Flow Zebra Fandoms. And stick around for more. Thank you.